Now this is the sixth aspect of practice known as six ranyam. Ranyam means same taste. And there is several texts which are the teachings on these. And now first is thought. And second is defilement. And third is gods and ghosts. And fourth is suffering. And the fifth is the sickness. And the sixth is the death. So turning all of these into practice, into path. So how do you do that? If you have no clinging on any one of those, and you know that ultimately nothing is happening, then whatever is happening relatively becomes a path, a practice. Because if you don't have a destination, then you cannot travel. You know, so you have to have a destination in order to go. So the same, and you have to have another person in order to talk. The same way, each one of these things which seems to be an obstacle becomes a practice if you don't get attached to them, if you don't cling to them, if you don't lose your awareness. And if you have awareness about each one of the things that are happening, then it is a practice. Everything becomes a practice. For example, with the last one, like the death. So it does not mean we have to wait until we die in order to practice this one. For example, if we know that we can die any moment, if we sincerely believe in it, then we will not have kind of attachment, kind of fear, kind of defilement and neurosis that we normally have, and we will not have them because it does not work. We plan as if we're going to live 10,000 years. But actually, we are not going to live, for example, with myself, you know, I'm not going to live beyond another 40 years. Goodness sake, I will be 94, you know. So I don't think I will live that long. So that way, then once you know that death can happen any time, from now until 40 years, any time in between this, then you, your outlook and your perception about everything will be more accurate rather than this delusion. Then when everything becomes more accurate and less delusion, then it itself is a practice. So there's so many ways that these things are turned into path and practice. So I think that is the essential, core of this teaching of Rupa Kadri lineage. And we will have a short break.